behind Mark.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty for all.
7:07 p.m.
Okay. All right, we got it here. What's the problem here? Okay. All right. We can have the roll call, even though we're short one person, Karen.
Yes, Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill is excused. Bruce Sill is excused. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Frascino.
Here.
Heather Buten. Okay, we are one short. I will say that at the last tax board meeting, before they started the meeting, I did give a heartfelt plea for somebody to come on board, but apparently there's no takers.
Yeah, boy. Oh, well. Okay, well, we can't really add anything or delete anything then without a vote. We don't have enough. So I guess we can move down to correspondence anyways. See, Dennis, do you have any correspondence that you need to bring forth?
No, sir.
All right, so then that would actually put us right to your report. Yeah, there's nobody from the high school as of yet, yeah. Right? We don't have any athletic director yet?
No, we do. We do.
We do?
Yeah, we do. I don't know what to say about Jen Moffitt is our athletic director. Okay. She was named about a week and a half ago. I do know that Ryan Complex this afternoon was extremely busy. I saw her vehicle. There was about 200 to 300 kids up there. They had some kind of track or cross country thing going, which brought in a whole bunch. And we had a baseball game going on. I mean, we are very much rocking and rolling with our athletic facilities. Whittick Park, I don't know if you guys realize, we are under siege by a maniac driver who thinks that he could drive all over Whittick Park. We've made some adjustments. We're going to lock the gate all the time now and see what that brings. It's kind of a pain in the summer because we offer kayaking. And so we think we have it worked out. We'll see how that goes. But we're having a problem up there and it's a real pain. But it's a very busy place. And so is Bradley School and so is Ryan and everything right now. We're in mid-May, mid-spring season, and we're busy. Little League is going fine. We had a flag football situation that we thought we were going to have this spring. I'm not sure. I think they may be struggling a little bit. I went by on Sunday when they were there, and not too many people. So I don't know the status of that at this point. Firemen will start playing at Payton Field in June, the first Monday in June. We are all set with our summer camp this summer. Our staff is in place. Our director came back. Thank you very much. So that's a positive thing. I talked with our finance department down at City Hall on trying to get something going where we could start putting money away for maintenance at Payton. You know, we don't do that. We talked about it for 3 years now, but we don't do it. So they're saying that there's, you know, Nancy there is the supervisor of the office, and he says she's going to do it, but we'll see. Got my fingers crossed. I was wondering if what people might have thought about a banner program at Hayden at Ryan Complex. So let me just say, if you remember when Boys of Summer was making a pitch to get on the field, they talked right. about banners for them, right? You know, we do have some banners that are up there that are probably outdated and need to come down, but they weren't for us either. What's anybody's thoughts about a real deal banner program that maybe we can raise some money? Does that sound like an okay idea?
Okay. It didn't harm anything that was there before. Remember, there was questions about whether it would harm anything. It didn't seem to affect anything.
Well, we have some banners. Listen, I don't know. This is going to be for future maintenance of the facility. So I don't know. I would think that if we want to do this, that we should get a green light to do it. And because we're doing it for ourselves. I don't know. But I think we need to get a little creative. We're about 3 years behind. Not that we would have a ton of money, but we would have a little. But anyway, I'm going to keep talking about that a little bit and see if I can get some helpers with that. Any objections?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. It's probably a good idea. We probably still would need a quorum to vote on it. But
right. We could.
Yeah, sure. Sure. No, this is just talking today because we right. can't. But yeah, and you know what? That's not going to be a cakewalk for. I mean, it's not going to be. No. So I mean, it really, if I don't hustle up some help, forget it. Because you know what? I need to do that because I can't. I just have ideas now. Okay. Not just ideas. But
did we ever hear anything from the Board of Aldermen on the, remember we wanted to see those, the Payden Field regulations changed a little bit. We haven't heard anything on that yet, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It's still tabled or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I said last meeting that I was hearing from these guys that wanted to have football games. And, you know, they were pretty gung-ho. And I know I talk to these people all the time. They're like promoters, they call themselves, okay? But oftenly, it doesn't materialize. I know what they do. They throw the mud against the wall all over the place and hope it sticks somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't mind. I 100% do not mind getting phone calls. And I don't give a crap if you come. If you don't come, it's okay. But don't be afraid to call because we're open for business. And I make sure that they know, even if you blow me off, I'm not mad. I mean, you don't blow me off like the day of, I just know that things are not materializing for these, there's a guy who wants to have a Valley football team. You know how hard that is? I mean, it's virtually impossible, but listen, I don't know if he can pull it off. But this guy's trying real hard, but it's really, really hard. Really hard. That's an adult men's football team. Yeah. You know what I mean? How are you doing that?
I tell you, the track team has a lot of members, though. When you go up there around the track, they have a tremendous amount of track players from Derby, which is really good.
Yeah, and again, like I said today, I mean, I'm saying there was 300 people on the premises. Today it was a mob scene, and it's great. It's a great thing. I don't know. I believe that we got to take care of our own first. We got a $70,000 budget for Payden Fieldhouse. Okay. You know what?
That's what they approve.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, don't quote me on that. Let me revisit that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the 70,000. It may be. Why is 70,000? I don't have it in front of me, and maybe I misspoke. But we are not spending a real lot of money maintaining that place, and we're doing just fine. I mean, listen, maybe there comes a day where, you know, you go for the Cadillac plan, and, you know, that's the best idea. Not with our finance the way it is right now. I don't think you're going to come up with another $150,000 to $200,000 when the job is being done. We're as busy as hell, and we're fine. I mean, I think we are. I don't know if anybody hears otherwise, but we're okay.
We still have the one maintenance person there, right?
No, we have two.
Oh, you do have two?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you had a second one.
Yeah, he's new. In fact, Andy, I got to call you. I need to speak to you. Maybe this week.
Okay.
Nothing. I just want to make sure that, because I'm forgetful a little bit. So I need to sit down, and whoever wants it, but I just need to hash some things out about some things. But I don't know. That's my report. I don't have anything else. I mean, we're not even having a meetings, but that's my report anyway.
Yeah, but still, the report is still important because it gives us an idea of what's going on in between the meetings when we don't have any votes or anything. So it's still important information that you've given us.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis, this is John.
Yeah.
Got a question. What's the feasibility of getting a couple of game cameras up at Whitted Field and see if we can get a license plate?
Say that again. See if we could get what?
Game cameras. We could attach them maybe to, and see if we can get a license plate.
Oh, you're talking about Whitted Park.
Yes. Whitted
Park.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess, we don't have cameras. There's no light whatsoever. It's an extremely dark place. Okay.
Right. Well, the game cameras would come with a type of a light that when there's movement,
motion detect.
With motion cameras. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen. You know what? I'm game. I'm very, very, very much limping to the finish line with this year's budget. So, I mean, right now, I got a whole lot of maneuvering to do to pay my current bills.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened before July 1.
Right.
You know what? Not. But guess what? They're going to have this. I think they're going to have this capital plan commission and make some decisions about money. Recreation is I understand it to be a prime candidate for that money. Let's put it on that. Let's get the virus money to pay for those lights. Just a thought. I don't know.
They don't have a committee yet, though, right?
Apparently not. Like everything, apparently not. But I tell you what, I got some things at the community center that if we don't get them repaired, we got a big headache. We're going to lose our health club if we don't get the air system in there restored. Because when it's 95, you can't be in that room unless we have a serious, Andy knows about this, or probably anybody who's been there. That air system is vital. We don't have it right now. In fact, we have thousands of dollars of improvements that are needed at the community center. But I have a file with half a dozen quotes for the things that we want or we're hoping for. So we are ready to proceed when they let us.
Yeah. Who would be the person we would have to talk to get an idea of when they're going to form this committee, if they are at all? Because it's been quite a while now that we've talked about it.
Well, I mean, don't you think that maybe, someone might be interested in doing some of these things, like maybe to look good? I don't know. That's what I would think. So
yeah.
I would think that real soon, we should see some movement, but I would be wrong, but I had the opportunity to complete some much needed work for to the benefit of our public in this town, yeah, I'd be going after it.
Yeah, it would be nice to see that go.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's going on. The community center is extremely busy. I'm going to tell you something right now. We had a Sunday where we did 45 swim lessons on a Sunday.
Wow.
Which, wow. I don't know if that means anything to you guys, but I remember when we were doing jumping jacks because we did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We're going into the 90,000 recreation receivables, I believe. I thought we could get to 100 if we had the football games. But
yeah, that's good.
We're going to get to 90. A lot of work behind that, I'm telling you.
Yep, sure is. Okay, well, we thank you for the information that you did give us, even though we did not have a meeting, and we still got a wealth of information on what you had you have told us. So we appreciate that. So we can't vote on any new business or anything. So I think we're probably to the end of the meeting, unless somebody else has something else. Sal, John, anybody?
Nope, I'm all set.
No, I don't have anything to add.
Hey, Sal, is Sal still here? Sal, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, could you give me a call too this week?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you mind?
No. Yeah, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I was coming to the game. I just got on the bus.
That's okay. We were short a quorum, so we missed you. Dennis did his report, though. So, So I think we're, for all intent and purposes, the meeting is technically not an official meeting because we couldn't vote on anything. But we appreciate that you did come to the meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations.
Okay. Thank you very much. I was hoping to get out a little earlier, but it was the first time I was able to jump on. I'll be ready to report on whatever you guys need next month.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk about everything.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it.
All right. So if there's nothing else, I guess officially the meeting that we didn't have officially is come to pass now. So we hope to get more information. Remember last time we met, or last time we did the Zoom, we said we would like to go in-house. So I'm still hoping to get to that as soon as we can. I talked to Karen the other day on it. So I'm hoping that the next meeting we'll be able to do in person. So in the meantime, thank you to everybody that did show up. And good to hear from you, Sal. I haven't seen you in a little while. So, all right. So I guess that's
gotcha. Thank you.
I guess that's pretty much it then. And until the next meeting, we'll see everybody and we'll see if there needs to be anything added to the agenda in between. Maybe we can shake the tree a little bit on some of these subjects we talked about. So. Okay. All right. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.
7:26 p.m.